Challenging year for harvest. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We didn't figure we'd ever gather a grain out of this field. It stayed underwater 5 days.
Marion County farmer James Haskew has been working for the last few weeks trying to harvest his corn crop. It was just after the 4th of July that his crop ground along the rich bottomlands of the Tennessee River near South Pittsburgh was inundated with floodwaters.
Some of this corn right here stayed underwater 5 days. Some of the bank in the high part of the field was about 3, but this stayed completely covered with water for 5 days. I wouldn't have thought we'd pick anything here today, but it got blew down, and it's still making good corn, running about 110, 15 bushels an acre. For what we've been through, I'm well pleased.
Askew, like many farmers across the state, were having lots of problems getting their corn planted back in the spring due to the wet weather. But after finally getting it mudded in, as he called it, those heavy summer rain events in East and Middle Tennessee flooded the Tennessee River and its tributaries, and thus his corn and soybeans.
The night that it came, the storm in South Pittsburgh, it blew it down. I believe if it hadn't blew it down, it'd made 125 bushels. It's slow. Yeah, it's a painful process, but, it's a crop, and we got to gather it. It's our crop. Sometimes I'm just thinking this is some of the best corn land we got, 200 bushel corn land, making about a half a crop.
Askew says he's got much better yields on his hill ground corn this year, just the opposite of most years, and the same now showing up with his soybean crop as farmers begin to really get into the harvest of that crop.
Well, it don't look good, but it'll make something better than nothing. I guess something's better than nothing.
And again this year, still a better than average crop for most farmers statewide. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.